Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 9th chapter, verses 24 to 41. So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Herbert Shum, retired pastor, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Dear friends in Christ, Jesus' miracle of curing the man born blind, recorded in John 9, reveals how people respond to the gospel. We're astonished at the reaction of the Pharisees to this wonderful gift from God. We're shocked to realize how completely sin corrupts human reason. But as Jesus sought out the man who had been formerly blind, we see his care for those who are not just blind physically, but spiritually as well. And then we see the godly response of faith when the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to one who has been blinded by sin. Jesus summed up the purpose for which he came when he said, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Although Jesus had just given sight to a man who was physically blind, he speaks here of a spiritual condition. Spiritual sight means to know God. Spiritual blindness is ignorance of God. The only way to have spiritual sight is to know God. The only way to know God is to listen to what he reveals about himself in his word, the Bible. In order that we may know him personally, the word of God became flesh and dwelt in this world as Jesus of Nazareth. As Jesus told his disciples, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." Long before the word became flesh, God promised to save his people. That's why Jesus came. In Isaiah chapter 35, one of the signs of God's deliverance was that the blind would see. Jesus healed the man born blind. Nothing like this miracle had ever happened before. The man recognized this as God's work. He said as much when he was questioned a second time by the Pharisees. Even some of the Pharisees recognized that only God could perform such signs, as when Nicodemus confessed to Jesus earlier in John's Gospel, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Most of the Pharisees, however, were offended by Jesus. They were offended because Jesus dismissed their religious practices as self-righteous, unpleasing to God. So when this great miracle, a sign that pointed directly to the promised Messiah, took place, the Pharisees accused Jesus of sinning because he did it on the Sabbath, therefore disobeying God's command to rest on the seventh day. Because they hated Jesus and were jealous of his popularity, they denounced him and the formerly blind man. was the evidence that Jesus was from God standing before them, they refused to believe the truth. They remained spiritually blind. They called Jesus a sinner. They rejected him as their Savior. Explaining the third article of the Apostles' Creed, Martin Luther wrote in his small catechism, "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. At one time we were all like the man born blind and the Pharisees. We were spiritually blind. We didn't know the one true God. But as Jesus sought out the blind man and gave him sight, both to behold the world around him and to behold his Savior, so he sought us out and gave us spiritual sight. He sent the Holy Spirit, who has worked through the Word of God to give spiritual sight, to reveal Jesus Christ as the world's Redeemer and our Savior. Though we were trapped in the darkness of sin and death, God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This good news that Jesus is our Savior, this gospel, is the means by which the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of faith. When Jesus revealed himself to the man who had now been thrown out of the synagogue, the man believed and worshiped Jesus. God's word tells us that our sinful condition blinds us spiritually. We could never discover the truth about God by our own reason and efforts, and we would be lost forever. But by that same word of God, the Holy Spirit has given us spiritual sight. By faith, we see God's punishment on our sins borne by Jesus on Calvary's cross. By faith, we trust that by Jesus' resurrection, God guarantees forgiveness of sins to all who believe. Therefore, with thanks, we bow before our Lord and Savior in worship. And with thankful hearts, we ourselves testify about Jesus as the Holy Spirit gives us opportunity and brings to mind what Jesus has done. Amen."
We thank Pastor Herbert Shum from Fort Wayne, Indiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.